Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A third recent outbreak of bird flu has been confirmed on a commercial turkey farm in less than a week, this time in County Monaghan. Nigel Sweetman is chair of the Irish Farmers Association National Poultry Committee. Nigel, just bring us up to speed on what exactly has been happening in the last 24 hours.
Good morning. The case in Clontibret has been confirmed. There's a 3 kilometre exclusion zone around the farm and a 10 kilometre surveillance zone set up around us. Big worry for people within the 3 kilometre zone. There's a lot of poultry in the Monaghan area, so it's really, really coming home to roost now. And the small problems within the whole system. Where does it end? What does it entail? And local farmers, particularly local poultry farmers, are very, very worried there.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how concerning is it that there is a third case?
I think the only solace we're taking here is that fact that all 3 cases have been in free-range turkeys that were out grazing in the fields. And, you know, they were in contact with wild birds. And that's the common factor here, and so that we're taking a small bit of solace in that now the birds are locked in, that danger has been removed.
So is there hope that this outbreak can be contained? Because I think everybody understands, having lived through pandemics, we understand how hard it is to contain these things. Is there still hope that it can be contained?
I'd be very hopeful. I've said all along here that bird flu is a disease of wild birds, and 90% of the infection occurs when wild birds come in contact with domestic fowl, and that's the primary route of transmission. The 10% then follows with bird feces, because the virus lives in the feces for up to 2 weeks in this weather conditions, and the danger from here on is that we need a vector to bring that disease into the houses. So, and that you've heard a lot about biosecurity, and that's where we're at with biosecurity, is keeping that threat out of the houses and doing everything to keep that out.
Okay. Look, first and foremost, this is about the farmers in question, because their livelihood are devastated, and they have to come first in our thoughts. But I suppose people will be wondering, from a consumer point of view, will it have an impact on the Christmas market? There's talk of smaller turkeys. There's talk of price increases. How do you think it could play out?
You're spot on there. Our primary concern has to be for the farmers involved that have nothing to sell for Christmas. You know, it's their one shot at it. And relative to the Christmas market, this is a small dint. So if we control it, and I'm confident that we will, I can't see any big impact on Christmas here. There's been an awful lot about the people worrying about price increases. When all these birds were placed back in August, June, July, August, farmers received a day-old chick. They entered a contract with the processors or supermarkets to supply these turkeys at a fixed price. So on the price basis, you take it from me, there will be no price gouging by farmers on this.
Okay.
Because then, if there is price gouging, it would be by the supermarkets.
Okay.
We're trying to...
All right, you're cautiously optimistic about the overall picture, while in no way diminishing the seriousness of what's happening, and particularly the impact on those farmers. Nigel Sweetman, Chairman of the Irish Farmers Association National Poultry Committee, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.